One more item on Super Bowl caution. A scheduled Budweiser ad will now not run because it may be too naughty, which has all sorts of consequences, including this one for humorist Annabelle Gurwitch.
Stunned and disappointed. These are the words that describe my reaction to the news that advertisers were pulling Super Bowl commercials that might be deemed offensive to viewers. The Ford Motor Company pulled an ad they characterized as lighthearted entertainment, bowing to criticism from an advocacy organization that charged that the spot exploited the sex scandal surrounding the Catholic Church. And in what USA Today called the ad that was sure to be the most talked about Super Bowl commercial, Anheuser-Busch pulled the Bud Light spot entitled Wardrobe Malfunction. I feel I must, in full disclosure, admit to you that I am not a football fan, but I watch the Super Bowl every year because I look forward to the commercials, which I frankly find more entertaining than most of the shows on TV, and I was particularly looking forward to this spot, which seemed hilarious to me. I think it is a tremendous loss to the American public that humor is being censored in this fashion. Perhaps I should also mention here that I'm in this commercial.
I know that it's 5 minutes to the show. Fine. I'm on my way.
That's right. I play the stylist who leaves Janet Jackson's bodice unattended in time for a stagehand to, well, you've probably seen it on the internet, use her costume as a bottle opener, thereby ripping the, well, you get it. I was really excited to see it scheduled to run several times during the game. I felt it was the perfect Super Bowl spot. Wait a minute. Here I am using NPR as a forum to discuss censorship, and the question remains, do I stand to gain financially from the airing of this spot? Why, yes, I do. Cancellation of this spot represents thousands of dollars for me. But hey, only last week I was grousing about journalists being paid to publicly defend the Bush administration's policies. How can we believe anything these people are saying, I said, and now I'm saying, how can I believe me? Well, the only solution is for NPR listeners to send money directly to me, ensuring that I am no longer beholden to these multinational corporations, so my opinions may remain journalistically pure. Oh. And I probably should disclose that I used to be the spokesman for the Ford Focus, which, by the way, is a really terrific car.
Annabelle Gurwitch is an actress and contributing writer for Day to Day.